It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call the action, Nate Lull and Greg Davey.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull and Greg Davey with you live here on WCDO for high school football. It's our first game of the season as Sydney on their brand new turf field, Sydney Alumni Field, take on the Unitigo Spartans. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and his staff wish the players, coaches, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and break this one down as we get set for Sydney and Unitigo. You're listening to live high school football here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lull and my broadcast partner here tonight, Greg Davey on CDO, as we get set for high school football here, Sydney, on their brand new field, the beautiful turf field here at Sydney High School, taking on the Unitigo Spartans. And Greg, what a great night. The sun's starting to set here on this brand new field. As a Sydney alum, it has to feel great for you to be here.
It's a dream come true for a lot of Sydney alumni. As everyone knows, the first project here was well intended but just didn't get pulled off correctly. This one was done right in every respect. It's got the largest soccer field in the league. It's got field hockey. You can do softball on here. You can actually do baseball on here if you reconfigure it. Of course, the other fields ancillary, we have a practice field to our right. We've got a turf, a softball and baseball infield with scoreboard. So there's so many things that are right here, and I think the players have to be the most pumped of all.
I mean, imagine that. You've been playing your whole life on a grass field somewhere in the area, whether here in Sydney or one of the other schools around the MAC, and you've had to deal with the mud and the dirt and everything, and here you are, Friday Night Lights on a brand new turf field. Has to be a great feeling. A lot of fans coming in here so far. We expect a great sellout crowd, and just has to get the blood pumping a little bit more to start the football season.
And let's not forget the beautiful video scoreboard. And we are, based on where we are perched, we're going to rely on that a lot tonight, especially in the far side of the field. But it will come in handy, and it'll make every fan so happy to be here. The Unitigo fans are over here, crowded over there. First time with visitors' bleachers here, too. I mean, the track, the funny thing is the track's not lined, so it's been one big maroon oval. But they will line it, obviously, and they'll be able to have winter track and outdoor track, and you can even run on this.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's basically the track just without the lines painted on, which I'm told will happen very soon. But
yeah,
just the field looks so good, the way it really pops
with the Sydney S in the center. The white lines just seem to jump off. And, of course, it says Sydney in white letters with maroon down in the one end zone. It says Warriors in white lettering with maroon down in the other end zone. I think a lot of people here obviously are going to be interested in this game here tonight, but also might want to come just to check out the field.
Check out the field from a fan standpoint, but, you know, let's not kid ourselves. These two teams have a long-standing rivalry, and they can't wait to get on this field, number one. But number two, when the game starts, it's all business.
Well, that was my next question is, if you're Sydney and you're going to host someone for the first game on this field, who better than Unitigo? You're going to have a huge crowd, and what a rivalry, a close, close game last year between these two teams. And I think you can kind of throw out the record books if it was later in the year because these teams really get up for each other.
Without a doubt. Last year, I watched the game from start to finish. I think it got over around midnight because they threw so many passes between Pat Vibbert, who's graduated, and Josh Firebutt, who's back as a junior quarterback. He's had Tommy John surgery, so he's not going to be throwing the bombs tonight, but he'll be throwing a lot. He's got a lot of good, talented receivers, good athletes out there, and if they're incomplete, the clock stops, so this one could be another long day, so we're going to be standing for quite a while.
We got to see Fire Ben when we went out on the field during pregame, and he was only throwing passes about 10 yards, but they had some zip on it. He's wearing kind of a protective sleeve on his elbow there, I'm assuming, you know, to help from the surgery, but seemed to have a lot of velocity on that ball, and he looks ready to go.
Surgery in January, he was already soft-tossing wiffle balls in April, and he's built it up there. He's very serious about his baseball, but don't let him kid you. He couldn't wait to play football again.
Oh, they're excited. He's got some talented guys to throw the ball to, one being Tanner Winchester.
Oh, yeah.
Had a great year last year, had two touchdowns in that Section 4 championship game where they had that barn burner with Tioga that ended up 80-53. But you're a team here in Unitigo. They lost their opener last year and then won every game all the way up to the section final before they lost. This has to be a team that has a lot of confidence. They lost a few guys, but your thoughts on them coming into the season?
Well, number one, there's a lot of experience back. Number two, no JV team. So with a 38-man roster, there are a few ineligible kids because that always happens first game of the season. There's a lot of experience, a lot of numbers, a lot of confidence, and Frank Microne, who's long known as a baseball guru on that school and an Oneonta graduate, he got thrown into the football mix unexpectedly, and he's done a great job as a coach, and he's got a great staff behind him, too.
It's certainly a Unitigo team that looks ready and raring to start the season. Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer here. This broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. On the other side, you have the Sydney Warriors, a team that has some upperclassmen who are ready to go, but not a ton of numbers on this team in terms of depth, and it's going to be a few key guys that will be relied heavily on.
Yeah, senior heavy, and you got, it's rare that we say this, but the first guy you got to look at is the two-way lineman, Austin Dean, a devoted weightlifter, wrestler, football player. He's a returning All-State. He also is a Division I, a legit prospect. When he went out in the scrimmage early last week, the kids kind of hung their heads, and, you know, obviously you can't do that, and the coaching staff is well aware of this, but they're going to go where Austin takes it, both offensively and defensively.
A guy who's 6'4", 6'5", around 230, 240 pounds at the high school level, especially at the Class D, Class C level. He is a guy that's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Without a doubt. They'll run a lot of their offense through him. New quarterback Tom Hoskins, a senior. He's been through the system. They've changed things a little bit, Nate. Last year they did rely a lot on the pass, and, of course, when Billy Kozak went out, they really had to rely on the pass. But they're going to have a lot of 4, 5, 6 receivers going out for, you know, the running backs are going to go out for passes. There won't be a lot of runs. Again, we're going to see a lot of throwing on both sides of the stadium here with Unitigo and Sydney. I bet we see at least 50 passes.
It's going to be interesting to see about pass protection as well for Sydney. We know in a scrimmage they had last weekend that was a small issue, and they wanted to be able to kind of shore that up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be big tonight against a Unitigo team that I think is going to come and get hungry after the quarterback.
It really will. And it's something about Unitigo that just, you know, they don't necessarily have size, but they have athletes. And they have athletes in the right position. Steve Villay, he did that for so many years. And now with Frank Microne, he's found the same magic touch that he can get the most out of these kids. Look, all you got to do is play this specific position. If you do your job and the other 10 do their job, we are going to have a good result. And that's exactly what you said last week or about last year. Yeah, they lost their first game. They beat Sydney in a nail-biter, went down to the final play, and then they just kept reeling off the victories, and they were legit in Class D. Remember, Sydney is up in Class C this year. So this is a true rivalry that has no standing implications yet.
Unitigo with two playoff wins at home.
against Moravia and Elmira Notre Dame before advancing down to Binghamton for the Section 4 Class D final last year, and they ran into a buzzsaw there with Tioga, but certainly put up the points in the second half.
Yeah, it was a little controversial issue there with how Fireman stayed in and threw a lot of passes, but you know what? They played the game, and Tioga let their second string play a little bit, and everybody kind of went home as a winner, I think.
Seven touchdowns for Firebend in that game, over 500 yards passing, a bunch of records, kind of all in that game there for him. Certainly excellent. Well, this is our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center pregame show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Just a couple of minutes away from kickoff. From my broadcast partner, Greg Davey, I'm Nate Law. We'll take a quick break here on CDO Sports.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand-name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's Friday Night Football here on CDO. Nate Lowell and Greg Davey with you here in Sydney as we get ready for Sydney and Unitigo. Welcome in again to our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Chambers and O'Hara, of course, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Some new unis out there as well. We know Unitigo just got theirs today.
Yeah. Yep, at 11 o'clock this morning. And I don't know about Unitigo's helmets for sure, but I can tell you that Sydney's helmets for sure, and the field. We cannot dismiss the field condition. Yes, field conditions are perfect, but underneath this surface is a special extra layer that is, it'll never eliminate concussions, Nate, you know that, but it minimizes them. Same thing with the helmets. It's somehow resistant to certain point-to-point contact with helmets and pads and everything to minimize the... It'll never take them away, but it'll minimize the concussion impact.
The technology has come so far in the last couple of years, and you go back to the 80s and the 90s with the very hard AstroTurf fields, and you think about what those guys had to go through, and you know, if football is an unsafe game at times because of the speed and the velocity of things, but this is as safe as you can get, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Sydney coming out of the tunnel now, the smoky and steamy tunnel onto the field. They're in their home dark maroon uniforms with those brand new helmets. They're also a dark maroon, kind of have a lightning pattern on them.
Yeah.
Unitigo in their road white uniforms with the dark green pants, has the Unitigo U on the white helmet with the green trim as well, as Sydney comes out to midfield here, and a nice crowd filing in here, and I believe, you know, as is tradition with a lot of games, people will continue to come throughout the first half here.
Yeah, they certainly will, especially when they figure out the parking. Now, the old baseball parking lot that Sydney folks will remember, and I say that old Sydney folks will remember because we have a lot of people I know through Facebook and social media that are listening to us online, which we appreciate. WCDOsports.com, click on Sports on Demand. But if you remember the right field parking lot, that's no longer gravel. It's now paved, and that's full.
but there are other spots that are not yet available. When that happens, it'll be much easier to get here by game time.
Well, we know on our stream already tonight on WCDOsports.com, we have some folks listening down at Lord's Hospital down in Binghamton, so thank you for joining us, and we'll be recognizing several people listening out there.
That's right.
On the stream here tonight, so thank you for joining us. We know we'll have people all over the country here joining us tonight on CDOsports.com.
Sydney gets three home games in a row. Of course, next week is the other local rival, Bainbridge-Guilford, but that'll be on Saturday night as they dedicate Alumni Field with games in every varsity sport all day, starting with field hockey against Deposit at 10:30, and then I think girls soccer, boys soccer, and then it caps off with football, a rare Saturday night game here at Alumni Field.
And if you're interested in Sydney athletics, you're going to want to come up next Saturday and spend the day here at the field, that's for sure. We will also have Sydney and Shenango Forks up here on the following Friday night, and that's a great local team if you want to come watch is Forks, as they were a powerhouse last year and figured to be this year as well.
Defending state champs in Class C, and Sydney welcomed back to Class C in the third game with Shenango Forks.
We will also have Unitigo again next week as they will be on their home field taking on the Green Trojans on Friday night, so that'll be a good one. We'll have Unitigo and Sydney here on CDO Sports next weekend. But what a great way to kick off the season. The sun setting over to our left as we get ready for high school football here between Unitigo and Sydney. Want to thank everybody for joining us here for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here on CDO. And just a great night for football. Unitigo returning a lot of guys, ready to go. A great quarterback. Sydney, a little bit of an unknown, in my opinion. They have some guys that we talked about before who have come back, but I'll be interested to see how the Warriors look the first couple of offensive drives.
And it's going to be an optical illusion. You see the roster with about 23 kids, but you're going to see almost 35 to 40 kids, and that's because with no JV team at Unitigo, and they have their bolstered roster with freshmen and sophomores, Sydney has called up a handful, too, and by the end of the night, I'd like to somehow, they may not play, but I'd like to say everybody's name so that they can say their name was announced on the very first game here at Alumni Field.
Well, kickoff coming up. We'll step away. Greg Davey and Nate Lull here on CDO Sports.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Not sure what to have for lunch? Angus and Ale, Main Street in Sydney, has the answer. Every Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. till 2, try delicious daily lunch specials. Join Angus and Ale's Lunch Club, and when you purchase 9 lunches, you'll receive your 10th lunch for free. Be sure to check out the tasty regular menu and dinner specials too, including Friday and Saturday night prime rib, as well as Friday night fresh market fish selections. Reservations are suggested, and gift certificates are always available. Angus and Ale, formerly Toddy's, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 604-4273. That's 604-4273.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955. For a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists in you.
to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Sydney High School. Nate Lull and Greg Davey with you here on CDO. And just want to recognize some of our listeners on the web stream out there on CDOsports.com. Already a lot of down south listeners here tonight. We have North Lauderdale, Florida, Tamarack, Florida, Mount Airy, North Carolina, Huntington, Virginia, Rock Mount, North Carolina, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and some New York ones that are a little farther away as well, Camden, New York, and Cortland, New York.
They heard the word was coming out, the debut of Nate Lull here on WCDO, and I couldn't be happier to be working with you. I didn't know we were going to be in a perch, but it's one for the archives. It's one to remember, and it beats a rotary dial phone at another opening game that I remember in Norwich when the phone line suddenly didn't work. We had to use a rotary dial phone.
Well, both teams out to the Big Sydney S at midfield for shaking hands and a coin toss here to see who will get the ball to start off the 2014 local high school football season. Of course, Unitigo and Sydney tonight here from the brand new beautiful turf field, as we talked about in our pregame open at Sydney High School. If you haven't had a chance to come check it out, make sure you do either tonight or in the coming weeks for one of the many sporting events. We had a chance to come up here and watch the Mirabido girls soccer tournament last weekend,
right,
under the lights, and that was certainly beautiful as well. Of course, we want to recognize also our local listeners here on CDO. Thanks for tuning in on the regular old radio, I guess you could say.
Yep, good old on-off volume and tuning, so just don't change the tuning knob and you're okay. I wonder when the sun goes down, Nate, what we're going to have for lights, because there are no lights by us. Hopefully, we can see. But, by the way, one of the things they have here through Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, they have the retractable goalpost. They have the scoreboard, of course. They have the 25-second play clock, and that's going to be great for both of us, and also for things like extra points and punts and things that are winding down, and you never know how much time is left. Now you can keep a cool head, and the coaches for Sydney really have a way. They've got college players that played for Sydney, and now are back. Dylan Umber, who was a starting quarterback as a freshman at Brockport, Aaron Zern, his stepbrother, who is a was a three-year starter at Brockport, is now back coaching. And from the University of Idaho, the Vandals returns John Carvin, class of 2000, who walked on at Albany, wind up being a defensive captain by the time he was all said and done. He's been a college coach since then, and he's coming back, bringing some of that college mentality to the high school level, things like filming practice and, you know, watching film a little bit more than what the average team would do. So it's great to have them back.
Unitigo will kick off to Sydney, back deep to receive our Anthony Ruling and Alex Hoskins as we get ready for high school football here on CDO.
2 years ago, Andy Kozak ran back the opening kickoff in Walton on the very first play. Let's see if that can be duplicated on Alumni Field. No whistles blow, I guess.
And the whistles blow as Josh Firebend kicks the ball high in the air. And we'll come back and do this one again. Sydney will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off here again in those home maroon uniforms with the maroon pants, also a maroon helmet with the white numbers, and says Warriors across the chest. Unitigo in the road white uniforms with the black and green pants. The white helmet says the U on it with the green trim, and it says Spartans across the chest on their jersey. So we'll come back and do it again here to kick things off for the season between Unitigo and Sydney. Josh Firebend back to kick right to left here, and he'll get another good boot on this one. Not as good as the first one. Ball down on the field. Sydney will cover up there with Raven Severino, and Sydney will have good field position. They'll start at about their own 30-yard line.
Guys up front of the kickoff team have to be ready. They call them the good hands late in the game, but first kickoff, you still got to field it. Sydney will have pretty good field position.
Well, the first kick before the whistle by Firebend went all the way to about the 10.
Yeah.
This one only goes to the 30, so that's a 20-yard little net gain there for the Warriors. And so Sydney will come out on their first offensive possession here of the season. Tom Hoskins, the senior quarterback, will get things started under center here for the Sydney Warriors. In the backfield, he'll have Brandon Bissett lined up to his right. In the shotgun to start things off here in the first quarter between Sydney and Unitigo. Sydney going left to right in a scoreless game. Hoskins is going to throw on first down, throws one up, and that one caught on the far side, and it looks like having to slide down to pick it up was Anthony Ruling, and it will be good over midfield and about to the 45-yard line here for Sydney as they're already into Unitigo territory.
How about that? So 25 yards on the very first play from scrimmage. Nothing to be ashamed about. Way he threw it, though, Nate, I thought you know, Ruling's going to have to really work to get underneath that ball, and he did.
So Sydney already into their own offensive territory. They throw another ball down the left side, reaching up to grab this one. Along the far side was Anthony Ruling, and he hauled it down with one hand along the sidelines and gets down to about the 15-yard line here for Sydney.
Wow, a 30-yard gain there. And, you know, Ruling is a good athlete. He was a sophomore varsity baseball player last year, very good defensively, and it looks like he can catch a football just as well as he can catch a baseball.
Sydney not afraid to throw here, as they are already down on the 15-yard line, looking to maybe punch it into the end zone here. No score between Sydney and Unitigo. We're just 40 seconds into the contest, and it looks like a false start here on the Warriors on the handoff there to Hoskins.
Okay, so you can see the yard line over there. I'm looking at the scoreboard. It says ball on the 30. We know that's not true. The ball's been on the 30 since the first play, so I'm glad you can see those yard lines. They got to really step it up. They say it's a really nice scoreboard to operate as well as to look at, so hopefully they got a team over there that can figure this out.
Sydney down between the 20 and the 15 in good center field position here. Hoskins again back in the shotgun. Will hand off this time to Bissett. He goes right up the middle and meets a wall of Unitigo defenders and is dragged down. I'd say you got to gain a two.
Okay, and Unitigo is playing basically a five-man front with three linebackers. They know it's going to be a throwing thing, so don't take the five seriously. Those two outside guys also work as outside linebackers.
No score here. 10:45 to go in this first quarter. Sydney marching right down the field on two great passes. We'll hand it off again to Bissett. He's through the center, gets tackled along the line, and maybe picks up one, as Sydney now will come up to a third down with 10:30 to go. So Bissett with two quick handoffs, tried to go up the gut there, but really got hauled down quickly.
So the down marker's over here on the visitor's side. So Engel, to be honest with you folks, Engel is going to be tough to read some of this, but there's no doubt Sydney is knocking on the door.
About a third and five. The handoff to Hoskins goes to the outside, but this off the fingertips there of Anthony Ruling, and that will bring up fourth down here, and it'll be interesting to see early in this ball game what Sydney decides to do.
Now, since they're on the other side of the field, I honestly can't tell whether they're testing maybe a young defensive back going to Ruling all the time or whether Ruling is Tom Hoskins' favorite receiver at this point.
Well, he's gone to Ruling three times already on this first drive, yep. All to the left side. He's been out there on that left wide receiver position, and Sydney will go for it here on about fourth and five as they're knocking on the door. Again, Hoskins back in the shotgun. The snap drops back. He's going to have to try to run it up the gut. Throws to the outside to Bissett. He gets hauled down. I don't think he got it. And Unitigo, after giving up a couple of big passes, looks like they will hold. And they'll turn the ball over on downs. That's Sydney with 10:05 to go here in the first quarter, and we're scoreless.
Really good defensive play on the outside, right-hand side as you're looking at the ball from the defensive side.
So Sydney nicely moving the ball down the field, but the drive stalls around the 15-yard line as they were knocking on the door.
So I see some defensive replacements on that far side for Unitigo. They're going to short right up on the, but yeah, look at Sydney. They're spreading out their offense.
Firebend now for Unitigo as they go right to left. Pretty much has his heels on about the 3-yard line deep in the Unitigo defensive end. They'll try a handoff up the gut, and it's just a sea of maroon jerseys there, and they'll stop that run pretty easily. 9:55 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless as Unitigo comes out on offense for the first time.
And the running the ball there was Nate Wilsey. He is one of the few guys that's going to be seeing the ball running it up the gut, because this also, as you said before, a throwing team.
About a second and nine here for Unitigo. Again, deep in their own defensive end after picking up a stop. Firebend throws to his left to the outside, and bringing it up there is Ryan Marzell, and he'll pick up about 5 yards. Gang tackled on the outside by the Unitigo bench. And now Unitigo, the Spartans, faced with about a third and three.
So a pretty good gain right there. And again, Firebend this year is not going to be the same guy he was a year ago throwing the 30, 40-foot bombs. He is going to be throwing short, and it's up to these running backs slash receivers to do the work.
Firebend back in the shotgun. 9:10 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Sydney, and the flags come out there. A false start on Unitigo, and that'll back them up with 9:08 to go here in this first quarter.
Well, in honor of my longtime broadcast partner who did my job what I'm doing tonight, Dave Keller, it's the nasty yellow flag. He loves to call it the nasty yellow flag, and he's coaching the Sydney JVs this year, or helping to do that.
Oh, great guy for that, certainly. As Unitigo now, about a third and eight, still deep in their own defensive end as they go right to left in those road white uniforms. Firebend is going to throw one up, trying to get to Tanner Winchester, and knocked away there by the Sydney defense.
Tanner Shunk, almost an interception. Sometimes you get confused. You know, they tell you knock it down before trying to intercept it. He might have had a good chance at an interception.
Just a little too far in front of Winchester there, who was free, but didn't quite have enough room to get his fingertips on it here. So a fourth down for Unitigo. 8:53 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless as Unitigo will punt here and Firebend on all duties, kicking, quarterback, and now he'll punt. And the nasty yellow flags come out again here early in this first quarter. Looks like another false start here on the Spartans. Not much farther back they can go, though.
No, he's going to have to go. He was in the early part of the end zone. He's going to go in the back part of the end zone this time. It's a five-yarder, unless it's half the distance, because the ball was, what, on the 11th. It could still go 5 yards then.
So 8:53 to go here, first quarter. Unitigo back to punt again with Josh Firebend. Unitigo.
Alex Hoskins back for Sydney.
Going right to left. A good punt here by Firebend. Didn't get quite enough air under it. It's going to bounce right to the Sydney S at midfield. And that's where the Sydney Warriors will take back over here with 8:45 to go in the first quarter. And no score. Both teams have had one chance here on the offensive side of the ball.
Sydney's first two plays, electric, about 55 yards passing, getting down inside the red zone. And then Unitigo stiffened up. Sydney lighting it up and just, you know, the mistakes for Unitigo. Two on-the-line penalties, and that hurt them poorly. So Sydney with good field position.
Hoskins in the shotgun. He's got Bissett to his right, out to his left with Trey Larson, and also on the far side with Anthony Ruling. He'll try to go to Trey Larson, but tipped, I believe, on the line there by the Unitigo defense, and it couldn't get over to Trey Larson in time. 8:40 to go here, first quarter.
Love to give everybody the credit. The ball actually, had it not been tipped, Larson was wide open on the Sydney sideline.
And Jacob Morrison breaking through the line there.
Yeah.
And just getting a fingertip on that for Unitigo. So a second down now for the Sydney Warriors. Hoskins getting the call from the sideline here, and he'll bring it back to center. Looks like he'll stay in the shotgun here. 8:40 to go, first quarter. Sydney going left to right, back in their own defensive end on the 40-yard line, looking to move it forward across the big Sydney S at midfield. Good snap here to Hoskins, hands off to Bissett. He goes to the left, breaks through the hole, has some room, but is raked down there by the 50-yard line. Nice gain of about 4 or 5 yards there for Sydney.
Nate Wilsey out there on the stop for Unitigo. He's a good two-way player. And Ethan Barber, senior, 5'11", 210. He's back anchoring the defensive line this year for Coach Mike Crony. And he's going to be a guy. We're going to call his name a lot this year as far as making the tackle.
Second down here for Sydney. A scoreless game, 8:10 to go in the first quarter. And the whistles will come out on a false start here for Sydney. As somebody on that offensive line, just getting a little bit of a jump there for the Warriors. So a couple of seconds tick off the clock. We're still scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo here under the lights on the brand new Sydney turf field. Also an offside actually called on Unitigo.
Yeah,
there.
Check that. I had five already written in the Sydney thing, and from this angle it really is going to be tough for us to know whether it's offensive or defensive minded.
I thought that Severino jumped for Sydney, but the call is on Unitigo, and so Sydney moving up Just on that 50-yard line, looking to punch it over midfield. And they had a nice drive on their first one, got all the way down to the 15-yard line before stalling out. Unitigo playing well on defense. Now a handoff to Bissett. He'll pick up about six right up the gut there, and that seems to be the way Sydney wants to run the ball. They've gone up there three or four times now, and Bissett crams it through the hole, doesn't pick up a first down. But yeah. Sydney getting close.
Gets about four on that, but again, they were second and 11 at the time, so they're punching along, and when you spread it out like that, it becomes more of a three-on-three, your best line against our best line. And they try to go behind Austin Dean, as we said.
Austin Dean playing that left guard, and when they have gone out to the left with Bissett, it's been behind Dean. Hand off here to Hoskins. Sydney throwing it up again, looking for Ruling down that far side on the left wing, but just over his fingertips as he couldn't get down there in time. 7:23 to go here, first quarter. We are scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo, and that'll bring up a third down here for the Warriors.
Tommy Hoskins does have a pretty good arm. He can air it out a bit. That one was simply not in the pattern, and Ruling didn't have a chance to get that one. But in the scrimmage, he didn't have that kind of time. The line really broke down a lot. The line looks like it's improved a bit. He has more time to throw.
And the snaps have been very clean as well so far in the first quarter. Hand off now to Bissett from Hoskins, and he gets knocked down by the knees as he tries again to go up the gut. And the Unitigo defense holding strong as Sidney continues to kind of cram away at that line there and try to go right up the middle.
Ethan Barber, they exactly what you said, but Ethan Barber winds up staying home. The blocker wasn't quite there. He slipped off of that and got the tackle. And Bissett did look like he could have punched it through.
Clock now under 7 minutes as Sidney goes left to right. Hoskins back in the shotgun, bobbles the snap, now will pick it up, goes to his right, throws up, and this one will be intended there for Tanner Shunk, and just over him, and it looks like maybe a late hit flag on the Unitigo Spartans.
Well, the defensive back, Ryan Marzell, who everyone knows is a great wrestling champion from Unitigo, two times in the state, he did, you know, I don't know, was that really late, or was that upon the ball getting there.
That was very close.
I don't think it would have affected the catch one way or the other, but, you know, Marzell's a hitter to begin with.
He was crossing the field diagonally. The pass maybe a little bit up over the head there of Shunk.
Right.
And just as it goes over his head, he gets the hit there from Marzell. And now Sidney's going to get a big gain and a first down out of this with 6:48 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Sidney and Unitigo.
Big break for sure for the Warriors. Now, can they capitalize?
Again, Hoskins in the shotgun, Bissett to his left, Shunk to his left as well as Ruling. And they'll look to go to Ruling again. A nice little curl pattern to the outside. He hits Ruling, and he's knocked out of bounds there by the Unitigo defense. And Sidney again picking up some yards as the clock continues to tick. 6:35 to go in the first.
So what Sidney is doing on the offense right now on that left side is they sort of a scissors pattern with Shunk and Ruling. And that time, all the attention went to the inside, and it was wide open for Ruling on the outside. It was a good play.
Clock still running down to 6:15 now. Hoskins under center. They're at about the 15-yard line again. They hand off to Bissett to the left, and he's knocked down by the ankles and gets to just about the 9-yard line here for Sidney. Is again, second time tonight, and in the first quarter, they've been knocking on the Unitigo end zone door.
And Bissett is going to be their bulwarker when it comes to running. They'll try to open it up with a pass to allow that run to happen instead of the other way around.
5:50 to go here in the first quarter. A first down now for Sidney. Hoskins again will hand off to Bissett. He's wrapped up in the backfield. Big time there for Unitigo. Nate Wilsey broke through and roped him down.
That's why Nate Wilsey is one of the defensive guys for this team that they rely on. He and Ethan Barber, they are maniacs on the line. Wilsey broke right through and stopped what could have been a good game for the Warriors.
Nice tackle, wrapped him up high and just pulled him down to the turf. 5:25 to go here, first quarter. No score between Sidney and Unitigo. Second down now. Hoskins again under center here for the Warriors. Back in the shotgun. And again, he'll hand off to Bissett. They go around behind Austin Dean. Cuts to the outside. Breaks a tackle. Pushed out of bounds. Ball might be on the turf, but it looks like he was able to pick it back up. That's Bissett. I'd say about 4 yards there for the Warriors as we come up on 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Stayed in bounds, and Jake DeJoy slowed him up before whoever. There were two or three Unitigo guys. Couldn't see by the time they wrapped him up, but Jake DeJoy gets credit for the guy slowing down Brandon Bissett.
Austin Dean with some good blocking, allowing Bissett to turn that corner, and they go right off his outside hip and try to spring for daylight.
Fourth down coming up, though, Nate. Again, it's decision time for Sidney.
Fourth and three.
They're not going to take a timeout. They're going to go for it here.
They will go for it. A scoreless game, 4:35 to go here, first quarter. They'll hand off to Bissett right up the middle. He might have picked it up here. We'll see as the Zebra crew is going to take a look at this one. No, and they're going to say it goes back to Unitigo. It looks like the Spartans have gotten another big defensive stop.
Bissett got about half of what he needed, at least by judgment from here, and it was a different kind of handoff for Bissett, too. It wasn't a play action, or it wasn't a high and then low. It was a straight handoff, and boy, they closed that hole real quick. I wish I could give the guys credit. I just can't see it from here.
If you're on Sidney's side, you have to say, boy, we've been down on the 15 twice against a very good Unitigo team, and you come up empty both times. If you're Unitigo, you have to be thrilled with those two stops.
And people thought this was going to be a high-scoring affair. At least not yet, it's not.
Unitigo now going right to left. They'll try the handoff here to Wilsey. He bounces to the right and is roped out about a gain of two. With 4:25 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless between Sidney and Unitigo. The Spartans have the ball deep in their own defensive end.
Always tough to start from your single digits inside the five. Nice job there by Wilsey. He's just as tough running the ball as he is tackling the ball carrier.
Just trying to pick up some yards and give them some room to work with so maybe they can open up that passing game that they're so famous for.
Looks like he got about 4 yards on that.
4 minutes to go here, first quarter. Second down now for the Spartans. in the shotgun. Firebend again hands off, and they'll try to blast it up the gut here. Some good blocking. They might pick up two again with Wilsey here with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. And the lights starting to be the big illumination here at the new Sydney Field.
Raven Severino and Brandon Bissett combining on the tackle for the Sydney Warriors.
So now, Unitigo again with Firebend. We know he has the firepower in his arm, but we haven't seen it so much tonight. Again, another handoff. Third straight for Unitigo. Again, up the gut. They pick up another three. And now it's decision time here for the Spartans with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. And we're scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo.
We'll see again on the carry. And Severino apparently is the new stopper from the linebacker position for Sydney. Calling his name a lot in the early going. 56, a familiar number for great defensive players, right?
Sure. The Sydney version of LT out there. So Unitigo with Firebend again dropping back, and he's going to throw this one long, looking for Winchester, and again high up over the outstretched hands, actually there of Marzell, down the left wing, too far over his head, and Unitigo coming up empty here as they haven't had much luck getting above their own 20-yard line so far with 3:02 to go first quarter.
Alex Hoskins defending on the play, but that was probably the most we've seen Josh Firebend air it out this far, Nate, and I think we're going to see more of those passes as the evening wears on. They're letting him start slowly, but it looks like he's ready to crank it a bit.
Firebend again back in the shotgun. He's got Nate Wilsey back there, and he'll look to air it out again, this time trying to find his receiver coming
across. Oh, a late flag. A late flag. Tanner Shunk called late on a throw that was intended for Kyle Spaulding, and it was the same thing as the one we talked about before with Marzell. This time Spaulding went for the catch. It was Shunk that came to knock it down, and after the play was said and done, then comes the flag.
It looked like Spaulding really didn't have a chance on that one, and the flag really is a nice gift here for the Unitigo Spartans as they'll pick up a first down and a good chunk of yards. 2:58 to go first quarter. Unitigo going right to left here. No score between the Warriors and the Spartans, and now Unitigo will have the ball at their own 30-yard line. Firebend, the last couple of plays, has aired it out. Hasn't had a completion yet, over 5 yards. This time, a little option. Tries to go to the outside. Ball's on the turf, and Sydney will pick it up here as pouncing on the ball was one of the offensive linemen. Bouncing
62,
out of the play.
62. I need to use binoculars for that one. Joe Wyckoff, got to give him credit. He recovers the first fumble on Sydney Alumni Field. Senior 5'11", 260, and it's every lineman's dream to recover a fumble.
Firebend looked like he was trying to go for a little option play. We saw them working on that in warm-ups, and there's just a little miscommunication on the pitch.
Yep.
Ball is on the turf, and Wyckoff pounces on it there for Sydney. So they'll have good field position there once again at the 30 down in the Unitigo end with 2:55 to go first quarter, and we're scoreless between Unitigo and Sydney.
Firebend with just one completion so far of 7 yards. So he has yet to get wound up, and you know he's going to keep throwing. You know, and it's funny, the offenses almost seem to be mirror image of each other. They're so spread out, one main running back, quarterbacks that can throw. It's like we're seeing an inter-squad scrimmage.
It really is. Two teams that are very similar so far. 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. It's a timeout on the field. We're scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo. I wonder if a lot of people came to this game thinking Sydney is going to throw the ball early and often and really get after it. And so far, it's been Sydney throwing it early and often, and they have some good defensive pressure.
Their best stuff came on the first drive with those two back-to-back throws to Ruling for double digits. Since then, things have leveled out a little bit. Neither quarterback is in the groove yet, but their single-back running backs seem to be carrying the load.
Hoskins has looked pretty good for Sydney so far. They seem to have cleaned up some issues they had in the scrimmage with some fumbling. And so far, so good here for the Warriors, as now they will have a nice pass on first down, bouncing to the outside here for the Warriors, was Bissett down the right wing as Sydney goes left to right, and he picks up about 8 yards there, 2:47 to go here in the first quarter. Actually, might have picked up the first down as he just kind of dove forward there.
So I was changing my papers. Did they actually swing pass out to Bissett, or did he run it?
Swing pass out to Bissett as he was lined up on the right side of Hoskins.
Okay, 13-yard gain for the Warriors, a new wrinkle.
It was a nice, he started to get wrapped up there just before the marker and was just able to carry his momentum over with a nice dive. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Sydney driving again, hand off to Bissett. He goes up the middle, and he's able to pick up a few extra yards.
Late flag.
And the flag comes out here as Bissett picks up 4 or 5 there for Sydney. 2:22 to go here, first quarter.
All right, 54's Riley Hanrahan was in on that tackle. Jake DeJoy, number 17, and Brendan Scott, number 52. I've tried to give these guys some credit when we can sneak in the scrum and find out who makes these tackles. One of the things, Unitigo, if it's not one of the main guys making the solo tackle, these guys tend to get two and three at a time. So good team tackling there.
Strong play by the Unitigo defense, as those guys down in the trenches never seem to get the credit they deserve.
No, not at all.
Hoskins again on first down. Has the little trouble holding onto the ball. Now he's going to have to move. Goes out to his right. Bounces around. Passes the 20 to the 15, and he'll run out of bounds safely. Picking up there about 8 yards for Sydney. And stops the clock with 2:08 to go. First quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo. Sydney driving down and again, knocking on the end zone door.
Well, that answers the question, can Tom Hoskins scramble? Nice work by Tommy Hoskins there, the senior. He's gone through this system and hasn't gotten a whole lot of playing time on varsity. He gets his chance tonight. And he made a good snap decision. His guys were covered. He wasn't going to run backwards. He ran forward and got a nice game.
Hoskins again, under center in the shotgun. That seems to be the way they're going to do it here tonight. Hands off to Bissett to his left. Tries to cut back and around a block, but he gets wrapped up, a gain of one there for Bissett for Sydney as we hit 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
So they were about the 14-yard line, I think, when they took off on that. And I don't think there was a gain there at all. 11 carries unofficially for Bissett and 25 yards. So his carries are frequent, but, boy, he is a marked man. When you're the single back, you are going to be a target no matter what.
Bissett lines up to the right side of Hoskins this time. They seem to like to go from right to left and around the backside of Austin Dean. This time Hoskins will throw to the outside. A nice catch and pushed out of bounds at about the 4-yard line there. Alex Hoskins, brother to brother, for Sydney on that connection.
And it looks like he did. That's a blind spot for us because of the Unitigo players in our way, but it looked like he got his foot in bounds before going out of bounds. But that brings up a third down from what they're showing here.
It must be he did not get his foot down because I think they've brought it back.
Unitigo players on the bench were going the incomplete. They were pretending to be referees, and that's why I was a little confused because I thought he made the catch.
It did look like he did make a shooting catch, but it'll be fourth down here, and Sydney will go for it. They're going to loft it up towards the end zone, and a catch right down on the goal line, and the Zebra crew is going to take a look, and it'll be a touchdown for Sydney. They will strike first on their new field.
Not a wounded duck at all. It was to Tanner Shunk. It was a floater. I mean, that's what we used to call the floaters, was a wounded duck. It was just a touch pass, and it looked agonizing in the air, but it came right down to Tanner Shunk. So a 13-yard touchdown pass to get Sydney on the board right as the first quarter is coming to a minute 19 left.
Anthony Ruling will attempt the extra point here for the Warriors. 6-0 lead at the moment. We'll see what happens with the kick. The kick is wide to the right, and it will be a 6-0 lead here for the Warriors. So Sydney goes for it on fourth down, and it looked like Unitigo was going to just get there in time to tip it away. Instead, the ball gets through, and Tanner Shunk scores the first touchdown here for Sydney of the season, and they lead 6-0 over Unitigo with 1:19 to go here in the first quarter. Well, a great and gutsy call. They were down there for the third time in the first quarter, and they're able to punch it in this time and get some points up on the board for Jeff Matthews, Sydney Warriors.
That's right, and for Tanner Shunk, he was not the main receiver starting out, but he certainly became the option over the middle this time for Tom Hoskins. And again, a floating kind of pass. It was not a bullet. I think a bullet pass would have gotten it there quicker, but, you know, it worked.
It had just enough mustard on it to get through. And it was a good move by Hoskins. He had to get out to his right. Shunk was lined up to his right and just made that little curl in the middle of the end zone and was just able to sneak it over the line. So Sydney scores first in this ball game. They lead 6-0 with a minute 19 to go here in the first quarter. As we get set for the kickoff here from the Warriors, Unitigo will go right to left here with time winding down in the first quarter.
Now last year, Austin Dean got a chance to kick off, and it looks like Big 75 is back there with a kicking tee again. So, yeah, he might be the guy.
Dean putting it on the tee, waiting to get things going here and see what kind of leg the big 6'4", 240 guy has.
The two guys here that went to the States in wrestling, Austin Dean for Sydney and Ryan Marzell for Unitigo, they're just as nice young men as they are football players and student-athletes. Got to say that.
So here's Dean ready to kick off for Sydney. get some nice air under it, and Unitego will bring it back up here in the first corner with Tanner Winchester. He's going to break to the outside, a little 360, breaks a tackle, and is finally roped down at the 40-yard line back in the Unitego, their own end. So they'll have some good starting position, the best starting position they've had here tonight.
Most guys running the ball just get ahead of steam and look for their best blocks. He did a little hesitation, and then, like you said, he did it full spin before getting through the line. That was a creative way to bring it back.
I think he started to spin, and then the tackle took him the rest of the way.
Yeah.
But he did end up picking up another 5 yards from that. So Josh Firebend back under center for Unitego. Throws to his right, to the outside again to Winchester. He'll make a cutback move, and again, he's going to reverse it all the way to the other side of the field. Comes in front of the Unitego bench. He's got some room to work with. Winchester will pick up about 10, even though he ran about 10 or 15 across the field to get there. But we're under a minute to go in the first quarter, and a nice gain for Unitego.
Knocked out of bounds, all said and done, about 11 yards on the run by Tanner Winchester. But like you said, so creative with where he's going. He went total east to west and ran a lot more than the 11 yards that they're going to give him.
59 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney leads Unitego 6-0 here in Sydney. And now the Zebra crew having a little chat here about where the ball placement will go. And there's a flag down on the field.
An additional. They're going to tack it on.
Looks like maybe another little late hit call.
You know, and it was, again, right there at the sideline, right in front of Unitego. So,
third one of the evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the referees looking to put their stamp on things early in the season, kind of setting a precedence.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Unitego now on the 45-yard line in the Sydney defensive zone for the first time here tonight. And now the flags come out just off the snap, and that Unitego line looks frustrated, as they've had this happen a couple of times tonight. I don't know if someone's jumping the snap count, can't hear things, maybe some nerves.
And I'm not sure if I saw that right, Nate, but I think it was a direct snap to Tanner Winchester, who was cutting across. It did not go to Firebend. That's another wrinkle in their offense.
Something to keep an eye on, and boy, that would be a nice move by them, as we've seen his shifty moves so far in the early going.
Winchester, one of the last chances to score 1,000 points locally at boys basketball coming in as a senior. But boy, he's showing his stuff on the gridiron today.
And they kind of fake that direct snap to him this time, and they'll hand it up the middle, and here comes Wilson. He breaks a couple of tackles. He gets roped down at the 25-yard line. He only had one guy to go, otherwise he would have broken it free there for the Spartans.
All right, about a 15-20-yard gain, and like you said, and deception, a little Walton-esque with their snap and the turning of the back and the scissors and all that kind of stuff. Good deception there.
45 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitego going right to left. Sydney leading 6-0. Firebend drops the snap back in the shotgun. He's going to have to pick it up, try to run. Gets roped down for a loss as Sydney gang tackles him behind the line. Clock still ticking as we're down to 30 seconds here in the first quarter.
So a loss of 2 for Firebend. They're coming down into our neighborhood now, so we can see a lot better. But spreading that offense, the closer you get down to the end zone, the trickier it gets to be defensively.
Unitego with 20 seconds left. Looks like they'll have time for one more play here as the clock down to 15 seconds now in the first quarter. Firebend barks out some signals. He's got Wilsey behind him. He's in the shotgun. 10 seconds left. Unitego taking their time. They fake the handoff and Firebend to the outside, but they'll try the run up the middle, and that gets stuffed, and time will run out here in the first quarter, Greg. Sydney leading 6-0.
Not a secret at all that time, and Joe Wyckoff and Austin Dean took care of the tackle. So.
Well, we will step away, but it's a 6-0 lead after the first quarter here in Sydney. The Warriors leading the Spartans 6-0. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on CDO Sports.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowe and Greg Davey with you here on CDO. Start of the second quarter here between Sydney and Unitego. And it's a 6-0 lead here.
Now they're going to go away from us. Just they were coming down in our neck of the woods.
Sydney with the 6-0 lead, but Unitego knocking on the door. Now they will be going left to right here. In their road white uniforms with the green and the black trim. Sydney in their home maroon uniforms, the maroon pants, and the maroon helmets.
Well, we mentioned some of the guys, somebody we didn't mention, because he had a different uniform number, 65, Jacob Morrison. He's probably one of their monsters at 6'2", 295. We've not mentioned his name yet.
He did have one big tackle in the first quarter, and that was the first time we mentioned him, but I think we'll see him involved a lot more. Firebend under center, Wilsey behind him, Unitego going left to right now, fakes a handoff. Firebend will have to keep it with the pressure. He gets roped down. And Unitego, not a lot of time. Is Sydney really cracking through?
No, and you're right. And now we get to see a little bit more, because now we're behind the Unitego quarterback. We get to see a little bit more of their scheme. We couldn't see that when they're on the opposite side. Much like Sydney, as we said, but Brian Tiska that time, 6 foot, 215-pound senior. Tiska, a very familiar name to Sydney football through the decades, so keeping it in the family.
Unitego now faced with a fourth down. And they will go for it as they are down in Sydney territory. Firebend getting a play from the sideline will casually walk in. Play clock down to 15. 11:20 to go here, second quarter. 6-0 lead for Sydney over Unitego. Barks out the signals, will drop back now. And he's going to have to hold on to it again. He'll scamper up the middle, but he's roped down from behind. And Unitego will turn it over on downs again. Sydney breaking through the line and not allowing Firebend any time to work.
No, and as quick as Firebend can be, Austin Dean, much bigger guy, still has the mobility, and that's one of the reasons he's the defense Division One prospect on the offensive line. But don't let his defense, I mean, his defense is stellar too, and he was able to sniff that play out. But good job by the secondary of Sydney to cover the receivers too.
Riley Hanrahan limping off here for Unitego. Looks like maybe just a kind of a limper. He'll have to walk that off as he gets attended to by the Unitego coaching staff. Appears to be okay though. We'll keep an eye on him. 11:06 to go, second quarter here on CDO, as the Sydney Warriors lead the Unitego Spartans 6-0.
This is more of a chess match than a like last year's, you know, arena football style game.
32-30 last year.
It's like a Unitego timeout asked for.
As Unitego was able to pull off that victory in the waning seconds. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A great night for high school football here. Nate Lowe and Greg Davey with you here on CDO Sports. Thanks for listening on your radio or on our stream at WCDOsports.com. Always like to have you on any way you can listen. 6-0, Sydney leading Unitego. 10:53 to go here, second quarter. Unitego going left to right, or excuse me, Sydney now with the ball going right to left. They try a long pass down the left wing and just over the outstretched hands there of number five on the outside, Anthony Ruling, who has been the favorite target so far tonight of quarterback Tom Hoskins for Sydney.
Well defended by number 22, and they were talking about, because they have brand new numbers, some number changes, and one thing they didn't tell us is, who's 22? So we don't have that, but nice defense there. They both kind of tripped over each other's feet, not penalty worthy.
Unitego getting some new uniforms at about lunchtime today, and they do look sharp out there on this new turf field under the lights.
That was one of their, an incomplete pass for Sydney, one of their twins to the same side kind of attack. They had both Shunk and Alex Hoskins running parallel routes. You figure one guy could be open, but Hoskins unable to find either one.
10:43 to go, second quarter. Sydney with the ball, leading 6-0. They are on their own 35-yard line, going right to left. Hoskins has to avoid some pressure as it was coming right up the middle. Had to throw it to the outside there to Trey Larson and couldn't get there in time as Unitigo had some great, great pressure there with Jacob Morrison.
And Jake DeJoy on the one-on-one coverage with Larson. It almost seemed like Larson didn't know the ball was coming to him until late. Not sure if it was maybe his eyes were in that one bank of lights up there or not, but he seemed to hesitate before going for the ball.
And
well,
so
Unitigo held.
So Unitigo holds, and Sidney back to punt here with Anthony Ruling. So Ruling will get some good air under this one. Doesn't go very, very far, but definitely had enough room to bounce down to about the 40-yard line, maybe the 39. And Unitigo will take over on downs with 10:27 to go, second quarter, and a 6-0 lead here for Sidney over Unitigo. Spartans now with the ball.
I think defense is winning this early part of the game. There's no doubt about it, Nate. A little bit of flash with the pass by Sidney, not much by Unitigo. And Sidney line questions are getting answered tonight. They've responded to the scrimmage, to the problems of the scrimmage that they have must have had a good week of practice.
Amazing what a week can do between a real kind of situation and a scrimmage and knowing what you have to do, what your responsibilities are, and they have really stepped up to the plate here so far tonight.
Oh, new look for the Spartans here on the offense. A little I formation.
And here is Firebent. Again, he'll throw it right up the middle. A nice pass here to Tanner Winchester.
Wide open.
It and bounces over to the left side. He'll look for more. Cuts back, still on his feet, and he goes back to the center of the field. And he got through about four tackles before he's roped down at about the 15-yard line. And Unitigo with great field position.
Holy cow, about a 48-yard, and most of that was Winchester. But, you know, the protection was much better for Firebend that time, and Winchester wide open across the middle.
I'd say it was about a 10-yard pass, and then he picked up 20, 25 yards on the run. He bounced out to the left and then back into the middle of the field. And Unitigo, now on the 15, looking to get into the end zone for the first time tonight. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. They go left to right. Firebend holding on to the ball, and he gets sandwiched there by Austin Dean on that far side, as well as Trey Larson, as they made a Firebend sandwich and pull him down. 9:50 to go here, second quarter. 6-0 lead for Sidney over Unitigo, and the Spartans now with their first real good scoring opportunity of the evening.
Confidence booster for the Spartans when they can let their electric receiver, Tanner Winchester, do his running thing.
It's really the first time tonight where he's been able to break free. He did have the one other run where he went east-west.
Right.
But that's the first one he's really broken free here tonight. 9:25 to go, second quarter. Ball on the turf. Firebend picks it back up. Rolls to his right. High lofting ball into the back of the end zone. Looking for Winchester. He pulls it in, but it's incomplete as he knocked off the pylon back in the far right corner of the Unitigo end zone.
I thought he was throwing the ball, because I was looking through binoculars, I thought he was throwing the ball away to avoid getting sacked. And then I look, and then I, you know, pan over with my binoculars, and there, like you said, there's Winchester in the corner of the end zone. Oh, my goodness.
Sprawling out, but he had Shane Sickler draped all over him, and he did get his fingertips on it and caught it, but was kind of halfway out of bounds when he did haul it in. So Unitigo now on a 3rd and 8. Snap is high. Firebend pulls it down. He's immediately going to run up the gut all the way down to about the 5-yard line here and should pick up a first down here for Unitigo. It will be close.
Yeah, needed 8. Looks like he got at least 7. And, of course, for where we are, we're going to leave it up. Maybe the chain gang comes on the field. You know, it's their debut on this new field, too. So
they haven't had to get the call of duty yet, but this one's going to be close.
Now, typically it's been Roxy Birdsell, her husband Jerry, and basketball coach Mike Brzee. I don't know who's on the team this year, but looks like are they coming out for a measurement, or is somebody taking a T.O.?
Both teams heading back to their respective sidelines. 8:53 to go in the second quarter. 6-0 Sidney will step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It'll be a 4th and 1 here for the Unitigo Spartans. They trail Sidney 6-0. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Nate Lowe and Greg Davey with you. 8:53 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo, their first Real good scoring opportunity of the night. Fourth and one. They are on about the 5-yard line back on the Sydney defensive end.
High formation again.
Wilsey in the backfield. Firebend, the quarterback. Snap is high. Tries to get it to Wilsey. I don't think he did. He'll hold on to it. And into the end zone here for Unitigo.
At the 8:48 mark, it was not the best of snaps. We can attest to that. And I don't know how Firebend leaped and got it and faked the handoff to Wilsey, but that was key to the play. He faked the handoff to Wilsey. The defense went over to his side, and Firebend kind of had an easy way into the end zone.
Found a nice hole and was able to get in standing up. We're tied at 6, 8:48 to go here in this second quarter. And it looks like Firebend will come out for the extra point attempt here for the Spartans. So a 6-6 game, and we'll see if Unitigo can take the lead after a Josh Firebend 5-yard rushing touchdown. And the snap is bad, and Unitigo will have to pick it up here. And to the outside they go. They'll throw it over. It's tipped away as they tried to go back to Firebend. It's broken up, and we'll have a 6-6 tie here with 8:48 to go in the second quarter.
Austin Dean pummeled Josh Firebend as he released the ball. Legal play and everything else. Firebend's going to take his knocks this year, and his arm had to be operated on. Let's hope nothing else has to be, but Austin Dean packed the wallop there.
He did have Tommy John surgery in the offseason, and the snap there couldn't be handled by Tanner Winchester, who was the holder, and he tried to throw it over to Firebend on the left wing side off his fingertips, and he was shoved out of bounds. And again, as you said, Dean getting after him over on that far side. So 6-6 is the score between Sydney and Unitigo. 8:48 to go here in the second quarter. That's been a back-and-forth affair, but as you said earlier, Greg, a lot of defense has been in play here where we thought maybe it could turn into a little bit of a track meet, but that hasn't turned out that way so far.
Yep, and let's not kid ourselves. The key play on that last drive was the Tanner Winchester catch and super run.
And that was a track meet on that particular play.
Got him into the red zone, and Fireman took it from there.
And so Firebend will kick off again here for Unitigo. A nice scoring drive for them as that Winchester play got them out of their own defensive end and was a big chunk of yards, about a 10-yard catch and then about a 20, 25-yard run where he went from the center of the field to the left wing and then back into the center of the field.
Only second completion of the night, too. So
Firebend back to kick and back deep here for Sydney on the far side. We'll have Anthony Ruling and Alex Hoskins. Kind of a fluttering wiffle ball type kick picked up here by Hoskins. He'll come through the middle. Nice little run, and he'll get up to about the 35-yard line before he's roped down here by a gang of Unitigo defenders. And Sydney will come back out on the field. 6-6 is the score. 8:41 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney will now go right to left.
Looks like on the special teams, because there is no JV, that the varsity for Unitigo has a lot of freshmen and sophomores. They're making use of them on the special teams, and that helps the starters catch at least a little bit of a break, you know.
That's such great experience for those kids, too, to maybe get out some of those first game butterflies.
Yeah.
It's good varsity experience for them.
That's right.
8:40 to go here, second quarter. Tom Hoskins back to throw, tried to go to the outside there to Tanner Shunk off his fingertips. Pass a little underthrown, bounces out of bounds. We'll have a second 10 here for Sydney.
Well, unofficially, 5 of 9 for Tom Hoskins. It might be more. These are adjustable stats, let me tell you.
These are unofficial CDO stats.
Totally unofficial.
But Hoskins has had a good night, especially on that first drive where he had two good completions. I think those nice setup design plays right off the bat really got some confidence under the wings there of Sydney. And now the flags will come out on a little false start here. With 8:36 to go here, second quarter, we're tied 6-6 here between Sydney and Unitigo on CDO Sports, a Friday night game under the lights here in Sydney.
And let's check out that matchup over on the Unitigo side. It's one-on-one coverage right now.
One-on-one coverage is correct. Anthony Ruling is out on the wing there for Sydney, and Kyle Spaulding playing him one-on-one for Unitigo.
That's where my rosters went. I was wondering where my rosters went. The wind took them, so we'll get them in the second half. I have backups.
8:36 to go here in this second quarter. Things being sorted out here by the referee crew. Second down here for Sydney. Ball on the 30 back in the Sydney defensive end. They'll go with the handoff here. And busting his way up the middle, and he'll work it free here for Sydney. And back through is Bissett, and he's trying to find the end zone, and he wins for the Warriors. touchdown here for Sydney, and they'll have a 13-6 lead.
A 70-yard burst up the middle. When Bissette can get into the open field, he is a maniac and a speedster. He has not gotten that chance yet until now. And boy, when he broke through the middle of the line, the linebackers were spread out so much because of the pass-first mentality of the defense that Bissette had that room, and he just out-sprinted everyone to the end zone.
And it looked like Unitigo had him. They had two or three guys draped all over him. He broke free. Kyle Spaulding actually caught up with him for a couple of seconds, and Bissette just made a little stutter-step move and was able to sneak in to the end zone, giving Sydney the 12-6 lead, and they'll come out to try to make it 13-6 here in just a moment with the kick. 8:22 to go in the second quarter, and a big, big run there for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, and talk about a momentum buster. I mean, Unitigo, we know when they scored, they were pretty much taking things over to tie the score. All they needed was a stop to get it back again, and Sydney spoiled that party, and there is no way they want to lose their first game on their new alumni field home.
And Bissette, a senior, has the experience, and we knew going in that he was going to have to carry the load. So far in the first half, he has done a wonderful job.
Tough to be a single setback because, again, you are the main target when they do hand the ball off. But he's ready. I mean, he's got stamina. There's no doubt about that. He was ready for the task and showed his best run of the night by far. And, you know, extra points may come in. I mean, it may be the battle of the who can, you know, they might have to, if Sydney doesn't have a kicking game, they're going to have to go to the two-pointer.
We'll see what they decide to do here as they come back from their sideline with a 12-6 lead after a 70-yard touchdown run for Bissette of Sydney. And it looks like they will go for two here. Bissette in the backfield as well as the quarterback, Tom Hoskins, in the shotgun. Bissette to his right. Hoskins will throw and get it in and off the hands there of Ruling, and so it'll stay a 12-6 game with 8:22 to go here in the second quarter.
Jesse Coleman with the stop there.
Pass got through and just hit off of Ruling's hands as he couldn't haul it in. Good coverage, though, by Unitigo.
And all of that being done, the two touchdowns, it's still just 8:22 to go. So we've had two scores in the 8 minute, the 8 to 9 minute mark.
So 8:22. To go here, 12-6, Sydney on top of Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney with a fresh 12-6 lead over Unitigo thanks to a 70-yard run by Brandon Bissette. And a great run, too. Had to break some tackles right up the middle, and he was able to spring free and outrace the Unitigo defense. As now Sydney with Austin Dean will kick off right to left. A little bit of a squib kick here. We'll go to Wilsey of Unitigo. He'll cover up. And Unitigo will start on their own 30-yard line. 8:21 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney 12, Unitigo 6.
And there's certainly plenty of time. These guys are not time. This is not the time of the year that you actually have time-consuming drives on purpose. The state championship team for Sydney, they knew that they could, if they had 9 minutes in the game and they're down by one, they would make an 8.5-minute drive just to make it tough for the other team. I mean, they had that kind of expertise. These teams don't have that yet. They'll develop that over time. There are a lot of things in 3 weeks you just can't work on, you know.
Yeah, seeing these two teams in a couple of weeks, you could see a completely different type of team out there. But you got to be impressed from Sydney and Unitigo's standpoint. The scrimmage just a week ago, and especially Sydney looking pretty sharp here tonight. Unitigo going left to right, and that pass from Firebend intended on the far side, up that right wing, looking for Marzell over his fingertips, and a 2nd and 10 here for the Spartans.
And Brandon Bissette almost got a gift. I mean, he turned around after the throw was not made to his guy. He turned around to see what was going on. It almost came to him. Or no, is that Alex Hoskins? Yeah, Alex Hoskins, number 10. What? I see the zero on the end. But, yeah, well,
Marzell,
an interception when you don't need to make, or you don't want to make, or you don't think you're going to make one. There it is.
Marzell just a little miscommunication there with Firebend after the play broke down. So second and 10 here for Unitigo. They go left to right, 8:15 to go here in the second quarter. Fumble by Wilsey, but he's able to fall on it, and that'll bring up about a third and 9, maybe third and 10 here for the Spartans as they're back on their own 30-yard line. So a 12-6 game. Sydney on top here of the Spartans of Unitigo. They'll actually lose a couple of yards there, and it will be third and 12.
There's been one turnover in this game so far, and it led to Sydney's first touchdown.
So some more I formation, it looks like, here.
A little late substitution, and because of that, instead of getting a penalty, Sydney's going to call a timeout.
So Sydney will take a timeout here with 8:04 to go in this second quarter. Sydney 12, Unitigo 6. Again, we'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell and Greg Davey with you here live from Sydney High School. Joe Gardner back in our CDO studios as the Warriors of Sydney have a 12-6 lead here over the Unitigo Spartans. A game, as we talked about before, we thought might turn into a track meet, has been more of a defensive battle with 8:04 to go here in the second quarter. Unitigo has looked a little bit not on the same page on offense so far.
Yeah, they made some silly mistakes, but again, it's the first game of the season. Neither team is as crisp as they'd like to be. But a close game is a great game as far as I'm concerned.
It certainly is. And as another flag flies here as Unitigo was setting up, and it looks like a false start here on the Spartans. And they look a little frustrated along that line as they'll have to back it up 5 yards.
Well, you know, these teams playing where they have played over the last few decades have never had a play clock until the playoffs. This is a rare treat for them, too, to have a play clock, and Sydney now can get used to it on their home field.
Those beautiful LED lights really stand out here on the field. And Firebend tries to sling this one downfield to Kyle Spaulding, and he jumped but could not catch that one. Bounced off his fingertips, and now a third and 12 here for Unitigo as they trail 12-6 with 7:58 to go here second quarter.
And Brandon Bissett hit Spaulding a little hard, and I thought maybe it was not a catchable ball per se, so maybe that's why they didn't throw the flag, but I thought maybe Bissett might have hit him a little too hard after the ball shot through. But guys are always trying to get that good hit in. They just got to make sure it's legal.
So now that will bring up fourth down here for Unitigo. They're back to punt with Firebend, and he will bobble this one. He's going to try to bounce to the outside. Now he'll get the punt off. A nice heads-up play, and he'll punt it over the head of Sydney. They'll have to chase it back, and Unitigo...
Are you kidding
will
me?
...will make something out of nothing.
Total ad-lib by Josh Firebend. I don't know if he's left-footed or not, but he punted it with his left foot.
He goes from bobbling the ball. Looks like he's going to get tackled around the 10-yard line. Gets off a beautiful punt. It bounces over Sydney and all the way down the field.
The kid is amazing. He's just a natural. He's a natural, gifted athlete. Can make something out of nothing, like you said. Oh, good field position now for Unitigo on the defensive side.
And the left-footed punt, as you said, very impressive. Hard to know how many even local soccer players can use their left foot that well.
Exactly.
7:46 to go on CDO. Sydney leading at Unitigo 12-6. The Warriors, in those dark maroon uniforms at home, will go right to left, and they will start on their own 25-yard line.
Both teams with one timeout left, so they're going to have to save it as long as they can.
Sydney out now under center, of course, with Tom Hoskins. The senior quarterback bounces to his right, throws to the outside, makes a completion here to Alex Hoskins, his brother, who gets shoved out of bounds for about a gain of 4.
And sometimes you do, you know, to get back in the groove, don't throw it long, throw it short, make sure that crisp pass is right there, take the single-digit gain, and move down the field that way.
7:25 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney picks up about 4, second and 6 here. Hoskins under center for Sydney, and Bissett, who had that 70-yard touchdown run just a couple of minutes ago, will get the ball again here, and he'll bounce right up the middle again, and finally is tackled this time by Unitigo as he tried to bounce it through the center there. The big number 55, Dean Reed, is able to pick him up here for the Spartans.
Not bad when you're a freshman at 6 feet 170 getting a chance to tackle the talented Brandon Bissett. Nice work by Reed, and and Bissett had to hurdle over his own guy just to keep going.
6:50 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney leading Unitigo 12-6, a much longer second quarter than our first quarter was. Hoskins now will throw to the outside and has a completion. Ball pops out of the hands there of Tanner Shunk, but luckily goes out of bounds for you Sydney fans.
I see the referee signaling no catch.
Maybe he didn't have possession for long enough.
Yep.
Looked like he had it for maybe a step and then it popped out, but
yep.
This one ruled like an incomplete pass.
Jake DeJoy is the defender on the play. Might have had something to do with that. They had twin receivers to the near side, one-on-one coverage, and went the opposite direction.
6:39 to go here in the second quarter. A second down now for Sydney. They lead 12-6 going right to left. They throw to the outside through the hands there of an outstretched senior wide receiver, Trey Larson. On the coverage there for Unitigo was Kyle Spaulding.
Nice one-on-one play, and that's where they do. You know, they looked away from that on the previous play. They went back to it on this play. One of the twin receivers cuts in, one stays out, and that's where they went. They went single coverage. Nice shot by Kyle Spaulding defensively.
And he's been out there all alone on an island
yeah.
with Trey Larson all night, and he's done a nice job. Third and 10 now for Sydney. 6:34 to go before halftime. Hoskins now back again. We'll look for Larson. This one is lofted up in the air, and again off the hands here of Anthony Ruling. And it looked like if he could have hauled that one in, he might have had some daylight for the end zone.
Not sure why that didn't get nestled in, because it was a perfectly thrown ball, in my opinion. The defender that time was Jared Smith. He appeared to have gotten beat by half a step. And, the over-the-shoulders, as you know, always the toughest catch to make.
So 6:28 to go here in the second quarter, and Sydney will have to punt it away on 4th and 10. They lead 12-6. Back deep is the ever-dangerous Tanner Winchester here for the Unitigo Spartans. And the punt high in the air will bounce just about midfield and is on the ground, and it looks like Unitigo might not have gotten this one, and Sydney might have fallen back on it after it hit the Unitigo player.
And Bissett looks like he's the one that picked it up. And there was a one-on-one block going on in the middle of the field, and somebody also might have touched it on the blocking team to make it a free ball, and it just didn't go right for Unitigo. Break for Sydney, big break for Sydney.
It looked like it bounced off the leg of one of the Unitigo blockers, and Sydney, right place, right time, able to fall on it at about the 40-yard line here as they'll head towards the Unitigo end zone.
Coming our way.
6:20 to go here before the half, and Sydney gets a nice bounce there on a punt on 4th and 10, and they'll pick the ball back up. A little pitch to the outside to who else but Bissett. He's wrapped up on the outside and brought down by Jared Smith of Unitigo. Still 12-6 with 6:10 to go here before halftime. Sydney leading Unitigo.
Smith in the defensive secondary for Unitigo, but at this alignment, knowing it was nosing out the run, he was able to come up from that secondary spot and be a tackler.
So under 6 minutes to go now here in the second quarter. Just a small pickup there for Sydney, about a 2nd and 9, 2nd and 10 still maybe here for the Warriors. Playing very well in this first half under the lights on their new turf field, the Sydney Alumni Field. And again, Hoskins in the shotgun. He'll look to pass again to Ruling. Sneaks one through, but good coverage there by Unitigo. And it looked like Trey Larson actually maybe yep. afraid about that hit coming over the middle. Couldn't get there in time.
And I can't blame him, because one was Kyle Spaulding, the other was Ryan Marzell, who has already made his mark with a few mammoth hits tonight.
5:33 to go before half, as Sydney now faced with a third down. They try to run on first down and a pass there to Trey Larson on second down. Both not able to pick up anything, so that'll bring up a third down here for the Warriors. They get the play from the sideline, and it comes in here to Hoskins. A 12-6 ball game. Sydney on top. Play clock down to 5. They'll get it all the way down to 3, and now we'll have a whistle.
We got multiple nasty yellow flags now. There are a lot of guys in the movement.
I think somebody jumped on both sides. It'll be interesting to see who they pin this one on.
It will be, and that's the danger of seeing that there's only 5 seconds on the play clock.
And so we'll see where they'll bring this up. It looks like...
Is it offsetting, or is it going to be...
I think they're going to have it offset because it was a... No, they'll put it against Sidney.
They will.
Looks like it'll be 3rd and 15 now.
Yep. Back to the 46 of Unitigo.
It did look like for a second they were going to have offsetting.
I thought so.
Play clock running down to 5 here. And Sidney will have to take a timeout here. 5:32 to go before the half. It's Sidney 12, Unitigo 6. You're listening to live high school football here tonight on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:32 to go before the half here. Sidney at home leading Unitigo 12-6. Nate Lowell alongside my broadcast partner here tonight, Greg Davey. A nice, beautiful, cool, windy night here in Sidney, Greg, for some football.
We catch more wind than anybody up here, and it's actually feeling pretty good after a very hot day. And I know you were here much of yesterday and much of today with the setup that we needed to get here. Bainbridge Guilford debuting tonight out in Dryden, so I don't want to forget about our other local teams going on.
Nope, we do have a variety of other local games. As you said, BG at Dryden. Deposit Hancock is visiting Thomas Edison. Seton is at Delhi this weekend. UV at Moravia. Whitney Point visits Walton. Harpersville travels to Waverly. And Windsor is at Green. Those games tonight and tomorrow throughout the area. We'll see what kind of starts these local teams will get. So Sidney now with a quick pass here to Bissett as they go right to left. And he's roped down. It was 3rd and 15. And I'd say he only picked up about 3 yards there for the Warriors.
Yep, the original first down spot seemed to tumble down over there on the sticks, so it wasn't much, but it was something.
So Sidney now will be 4th and 11.
It is 4th down, yep. I was just making sure that the scoreboard flipped it over, so it was a gain of 4 on that pass play.
4th and 11, the ball about on the 40-yard line here for Sidney as they are in Unitigo territory, and it looks like they are going to be back to punt here as Winchester will be deep here for the Spartans. And it looks like Ruling will punt here for the Warriors.
A chance to bury him right here.
And we'll see what kind of punt he gets off here. Snap is low, gets it off. Almost blocked there by Unitigo. A high spiraling punt. The bounce will take a Unitigo bounce before a Sidney player can get over there and jump on top of it. As that, again, was Alex Hoskins.
Just about net 10 yards on that punt. It went about 20, but it reversed by 10. And by the time the special teams players were able to stop it, it's good news for Unitigo because now they've got a little less field to work with than they would have if it had been buried inside the 10. And 5:15, plenty of time for Josh Firebend and the line to do their work.
Unitigo will go left to right here in those road white uniforms. The white helmet says U on the side in green and the dark green and black pants. And again, the snap is high. Fireman will have to get it with his fingertips, throws it to the near side, and it's a catch by Kyle Spaulding, but only a gain of 1, maybe 2 yards as we come up on 5 minutes to go before the half.
Yeah, not much there, but, you know, it is something. And again, they can do, that throw was so low. Spaulding did a good job just to catch it.
12-6, Sidney on top of Unitigo. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Unitigo trying to get to midfield. Here's the ball. Is about on the 40-yard line in their own defensive end. They throw it up. Picked off here by Sidney. Who else but Bissett? Down the sideline. He's knocked out of bounds. And a good defensive play here by Sidney as Bissett gets the first interception here tonight.
Well, Brandon Bissett, there's not much he has not done tonight. Okay, he didn't kick off and he didn't run a kickback. But, boy, he's run for a touchdown, just the interception. Been the workhorse on the running attack for the Sidney Warriors, and there he was simply playing center field, overthrown by Firebend, made the play.
Came right to him, had the presence of mind to stay calm, pulled that in, and probably picked up about 10 yards on the run back before being knocked out of bounds. Unitigo obviously frustrated on that one as they were trying to put together a nice little drive before the half. Now Sidney, deep in Unitigo territory again, knocking on the door.
3 turnovers so far for Unitigo, 2 fumbles and a pick.
So Unitigo back on defense And Sidney comes out with Hoskins. Hoskins will hand off to Bissett, and he crunches one up the middle there. He's roped down, picks up about three. 4:30 to go here in the second quarter. Ball a little farther out, about the 35-yard line here for Sidney, closer to the 40. And a 12-6 lead here for the Warriors over the Spartans.
Clock's course going to run here.
And this has been a slow-moving second quarter.
Yeah, very slow.
As the play clock ticks down to 10 here, 4:05 to go in the second quarter here. But it's been tough. As we said, it's been more of a chess match here in this second quarter. Snap is low. Hoskins has to pick it up off the turf. He goes to the outside now, holding on to it. And it looked like maybe he was going to lose it as he got wrapped up, but did a nice job to hold on. Picks up maybe two with 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. That'll bring up third down.
Well, he actually, Nate, on that one, he lost it a little bit. Could have been worse. He saw a little bit of a seam, but the play just simply broke down.
Broke down. He did a nice job to get out of the pocket, but once he got to the outside, he was met by a wall of green, black, and white.
So lost of about six on that play.
Continuing to run. I thought he made a little head ground when he got to the outside, but
yeah.
Unitigo pushing him back right away.
Well, and that was part of the problem in the scrimmage, is the snap was just not there, and he had to catch the ball before he could make a play.
Play clock down to five. Hoskins barking out some signals here, and will he get it off? Just did, as the play clock was at one. He'll throw a high lofting ball to his right, and this one just over the outstretched hands of his receiver on that far side, Tanner Shunk. With 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter, Sidney tries a little lofted play to the outside.
Nice play by Tanner Winchester defensively, and that mystery man number 22. Whether it's, I don't know if 23 is really 22 or not, but I don't want to give a wrong name, but 22 certainly has done a nice job in the defensive secondary. Might have to send somebody to one of your associates. Oh, we have no associates. Okay. Hand signals, I guess.
Some brand new uniforms as of about lunchtime today for Unitigo.
Yeah.
Has gotten some kids into some new numbers here for this opening game of the season.
There's the punt they needed.
A nice punt here by Sidney, and Tanner Winchester just has to let that one go. And a nice play by Sidney to get down, and they'll pin Unitigo at about the 15-yard line. We'll step away for 30 seconds here. It's 12-6. Sidney on top of Unitigo on CDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sidney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sidney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sidney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sidney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we're back here, and Unitigo, just as they set up the play, will take a timeout here with 2:52 to go before halftime. We'll keep it right here on CDO.
So.
Sidney leading 12-6, and Josh Fireben, the Unitigo quarterback, just did not like how that was set up there. He immediately used Unitigo's last timeout of the first half.
And I noticed, I watched the game last year from one end zone, closest to Route 7, if you know the Unitigo field. And I couldn't help but notice how much, even as a sophomore, Josh Fireben is like a coach on the floor, on the field. And Microni relies on him just as much as he relies on Coach Microni. And I think it's, they have this season and next season still to enjoy this relationship. But I think Josh is a thinking man's quarterback. Yes, his actions, obviously we've seen him ad lib it, but he knows there's a purpose, he knows the system, and he knows when something's wrong.
You have to know that the future is bright when, as a sophomore, you get all the way to the Section 4 championship and you have a season where you go 8-2.
And as a freshman pitcher, go 7-1, and the future is unlimited for this young man.
As he said, only a junior did have the Tommy John surgery this offseason,
yeah.
But appears to be throwing well here tonight. A little reverse here to Winchester off the handoff, and he'll
bounce
from right to left, and down the left wing he goes. He'll cross midfield. Tanner Winchester, can he go all the way? He will. He crosses the 10, the 20, the 10, and into the end zone. Here is a Unitigo touchdown.
Oh, the diversion, in especially that deep in their own territory. You gotta give this one to Coach Microni. He called the play, and they, like you say, the scissors a Walton-esque kind of play. I can't help but compare it to what Jim Hoover would do. And Winchester, boy, again, once he when he made that slant move and then cut to the outside, there was no one to catch him.
About an 85-yard run for Winchester as Unitiga was back on the 15, and Fireben just had it, handed it off real quick as he went to the left. Winchester was coming left to right, and he was off to the track meet after that. 2:37 to go before the half, and Unitiga, just like that on one play, has tied this game up 12-12 on a huge run there by Tanner Winchester.
Tiebreaker here.
Here is the extra point. What can't Josh Fireben do? He'll kick this one right down the center. And Unitigo, their first lead of the night, 13-12 with 2:37 to go before the half.
Wow. All I can say is wow. And you know, beset for Sydney, and Fireben and Winchester for the Unitigo Spartans, they're just big play guys. And it was fun to watch Tanner Winchester take off.
He zipped right up the middle. He had some traffic around him, but then no one could even lay a hand on him after he crossed midfield and into the end zone he went. And what a momentum turner there for Unitigo. They went from struggling on offense and being down 12-6 to one play right before the half. They have the lead in a first half that I would say was almost dominated by Sydney.
Oh, I would say so too, especially with the three turnovers. But now look at the scoreboard. Unitigo is up 13-12. Another typical Unitigo-Sydney matchup.
You just never know. As we said, even though it's the first game of the year, even if they meet later, you can throw the records out. These are two teams that are going to get after it. A great Route 7 rivalry, I guess.
Absolutely.
You could say.
Absolutely. That's what we used to bill it back in the 90s.
2:37 to go before the half, and Fireben again will kick off for Unitigo. A booming kick will get all the way back here to Hoskins for Sydney, and he'll bring it up through center. Hoskins with a little bit of daylight, and he'll get all the way up to about the 30-yard line here. So the sophomore Hoskins, Alex Hoskins for Sydney, will have a nice little run back there off the Fireben kickoff. 2:30 to go before the half, and Unitigo now with a fresh 13-12 lead.
Remember this, no timeouts for either squad, so they've got a time management, and again, that's not something that you're working on early in the season. You're still trying to get the plays down. You're trying to get the right person on the field. This is not something you fine-tune. Although Maine Endwell last year seemed to have it down pretty good for they said every practice they had a two-minute drill. Every practice.
Here's Hoskins under center for Unitigo. Excuse me, for Sydney. He'll hand it off to Bissett. He gets roped down. Maybe a gain of one there. Greg, what do you think this does to the confidence of Sydney? You've controlled the first half, and one play just blows it open for Unitigo.
Well, and Unitigo took the momentum away before with a game-tying touchdown, and Brandon Bissett took care of that and put it back in Sydney's favor. So two big plays by two big play guys. I think it's going to be that kind of a second half that momentum's going to just go right back and forth and nobody's really going to dominate.
Two seniors stepping up for each club respectively, Bissett for Sydney.
Fun to watch.
And Winchester for Unitigo. So Sydney with the ball. They go right to left. Clock is ticking down to 2:20 to go before the half. Unitigo with a 13-12 lead over Sydney off that huge 85-yard run from Tanner Winchester. Sydney had led the whole first half besides that, and Hoskins now, as the play breaks down, scrambles to his right and is easily knocked down here by the Unitigo defense, which seems to have a little more pep in their step after taking the lead here.
Oh, yeah, it's certainly going to ramp up the defensive pressure, and Hoskins did something he hasn't done. He looked right and then just took off, or looked left and took off right. I don't know if that was part of the play or whether, like you said, it broke down enough where he just knew he had to get to the sideline and stop the clock.
1:45 before the half. Unitigo with a one-point lead, 13-12 here over Sydney. A great first half under the lights on the new turf field at the Sydney Alumni Field at Sydney High School. Unitigo looking hungry on the D-line. Hoskins drops back, is forced to scramble to his right again, bounces to the outside, gets a pass off. It's complete to Bissett along the sideline. Clock will continue to run as he didn't get out before he got tackled. And now the clock will stop. Must be he did get his toes on the line there and knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't going to be a first down because Hoskins had lost 5 yards on the previous carry. But he found his brother on that sideline. That's been their favorite play together. They've had three sideline patterns, but that was after a scramble. So,
can you see them at home over the dinner table
when
talking
doubt,
about
yeah.
that one?
Pass me a roll, would you?
Pass me a roll, just like
like you did on
page three in the Sydney book there.
Oh, man.
13-12 with a minute 22 to go before the half. Unitigo holding on to this lead, which they just got from an 85-yard run from Tanner Winchester. as we bring the ball here up for Sydney with 1:22 to go. A little confusion here on where they're going to place this ball from the Zebra Crew.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that it's now fourth down.
I think they're saying that the pass along the side to Bissett was actually incomplete, which on third down would bring Sydney up to the fourth down. I don't know if maybe he bobbled it on that far side or was out of bounds when he caught it. He was really towing the line over there along the Sydney sideline. It will be a fourth and 15, so Sydney is going to have to give this one away as, again, the very dangerous Tanner Winchester is back deep to receive this punt for Unitigo. This one will bounce. Winchester will let it go. And Alex Hoskins will get there for Sydney. And so now the very dangerous Unitigo offense will have a minute and 4 seconds to work with, and they're about at midfield here. Well, thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, or if you're listening online, WCDOsports.com. You can always go to WCDOsports.com. Of course, we have all these games on demand. They will be available on the website for listening and for download not long after each game. We archive all of those, and you can also check out the new WCDO podcast that we will have up once a week. Episode 1 is up there right now, brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. 1 minute to go here in the first half, and a nice run here by Zach Youngs. The first time he's carried the ball tonight for Unitigo. Bounces to the right, crosses midfield, and will pick up a first down for the Spartans with 57 seconds to go here before the halftime whistle.
Not bad to have your first varsity carry be something so productive that that's going to give him a chance to punch it in the end zone.
So now the clock continues to run.
The 14-yard run.
And it looks like Firebend will try to hook up again with Winchester on the front.
Oh!
A huge hit across the middle there. And the ball incomplete with 47 seconds to go, and a monster hit back there as that one.
Derek Beam, 6'3", 180, tall drink of water, if you will, and boy, when he didn't catch the ball, he got hit right after that. And I don't know who made the hit, but somebody in the defensive secondary plastered him.
Winchester was going on that crossing pattern, and Beams as well. Firebend went for Beams, and when he didn't catch that one, he got laid out hard.
Oh.
Bounced right back up. You got to give him the credit there. Mm-hmm. Flag on the play here on second down, but Firebend trying to make the most of it with a run up the middle. He'll pick up about 20 as he knocks back to the right wing side. Clock will stop with 36 seconds, but we'll see if it comes back.
I thought maybe, well, if that notwithstanding, you watch for that, and I'll call the color on that, because I thought, as great a run as that was, zigging and zagging down the right side, I thought maybe he would have punched it out of bounds to automatically stop the clock. Of course, it does with a first down stop the clock for the chains.
This
the
one.
Penalty stopped it anyway.
And this one will come back, so the nice run by Firebend
is taken away,
scampered for about 20.
That was scary from the Sydney defense to have done what you needed to do to cover the receivers and then let the quarterback get away.
I think it was Bissett who had the hit there on Beams as well, looking from his kind of safety position back there.
Based on the way he's played tonight, I totally agree. I wouldn't doubt it.
30 seconds to go here. Clock is ticking. Firebend at about midfield here for Unitigo. He's going to throw to his right, and a nice pass just through the outstretched hands there of Winchester. Good coverage, though, by Sydney and Tanner Shunk.
Tanner Shunk with a great defensive play. His job normally is to catch passes, and he's knocked one down already, and that time he just broke it up. And I notice that Firebend is throwing, and watch how he throws from this angle, three-quarters. He's more of a three-quarters guy.
So 24 and a half seconds to work with here for Unitigo. They lead 13-12 right before the half. An 85-yard run by Tanner Winchester. A one-play drive for Unitigo just a couple of minutes ago. That's the difference so far. A 3rd and 24 as Unitigo goes left to right. Dropping back there was Firebend, and he got the pass complete, but I think it only went back to about the line of scrimmage there as Unitigo was able to get one loose to Dawson Wiley there.
Okay. No, actually, it was Winchester.
No, it was Winchester, yeah, excuse me, as he came across.
He looks a little shorter now. I don't know if he shrunk tonight or not, but he's been standing tall on the saddle for the running, and they just let the ball or the time expire.
So that will do it for the first half. Unitigo leads 13-12, and really the difference there was the Tanner Winchester run of 85 yards. Of course, the Bissett run for Sydney on the touchdown there to make it 12-6 was a 70-yard run.
And the real difference?
actually, the fire bend kick for the extra point, and everything else has been equal.
That's the difference. Coming up is our Mirabito Halftime Report. The Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. It's 13-12, Unitigo over Sydney at the half. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on WCDO Sports.